What rises? In the dream of moving water, my small raft bucks the current like salmon at Seattle's Ballard Locks. Downstairs, I feed the cats, let Bodhi out to stalk the sun, trounce crumpled dogwood leaves. Garbage day, carry bottles to the curb, wash up last night's dishes. A week of rain, now sun in the dining room windows, lights the eastern corner. I settle down, a cup of ginger tea, an open book on my lap. Upstairs, my husband sleeps off a cold. On top of the bookcase filled with Sufi stories and folk tales from Spain, wrapped in a delicate Japanese silk scarf hand-painted with scenes of cranes and curly foam-tipped waves, rests Willie's box. Wild pheasant feathers gathered in the woods and a few shells decorate the top. Is it a present or an artwork? My poet friend Janice asks. My son's ashes, I tell her. I like to keep him near. I rise and stand near the window, inhaling the sun. 8 years gone, yet this morning he's here in the light, in the warmth, not under the earth or blowing in the wind. Like milk boiling over the rim of a pan on the stove, or the ginger tea frothing up the sides of the pot, something wells, sweeps up from a place I can't see, jars the meridians of my spine. Tears of being, mysterious exclamations for the sun, for this day, this life. This is how love lives. This is how I pray.